This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Everybody knows that password, Rob.
Sure.
We'll have to change that. You might as well just write an expletive for making love, a popular expletive.
Is that the password?
On this computer, it is.
That's a good one. I know the complicated password to my computer upstairs.
What is it?
Very sophisticated.
Why?
Gunsmoke.
Well, now everyone can run upstairs and screw with your personal settings.
I was lying.
Tomorrow it'll be Bonanza.
Ah! Beauty. This don't count. This is not on our permanent record.
Fair enough.
We, as usual, we're having a slight technical snafu.
Yes, that was tiny snafu.
That was discovered at 2:59. So let's make sure that all the phones are rebooted. Hello?
How is your telephone machine, Don?
Hey, that's Rob Spiewak.
Hello?
Oh, hi, dumbass.
How are you?
That one works.
I didn't even know.
Who's Hello, the, ass.
Who's the dumbass now? I am.
Me. Excuse me if my vision is cloudy. I'm wasted on cocaine.
All right, goodbye, Rob.
Oh, hi, God.
All right, well, the phones are rebooted.
Good.
Are or are not?
They are. The phones are rebooted.
Yay.
We're ready to go.
What does that rebooted mean?
That means we kick it.
Unplug.
Ah, very good.
Start it over.
Mike, I'm important. And I wish you were as important as I was.
How are you important?
Because over the years, while we have been on many mailing lists together, there is one mailing list that you have dropped off of, and somehow I have stayed on.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it a man with a foreign name?
It is, but it's not a Christmas card from him.
Huh.
It's Julio?
That's right.
Wow.
You and Julio.
Here's the picture.
Here's the picture with the birth announcement.
Has he had another child?
Julio and Miranda, with pride and joy, announced the birth of their son, Guillermo Iglesias Rinsberger.
Guillermo.
Born on Saturday, the 5th of May, 2007, Miami Beach, Florida.
Why does he have a different last name? Why is the last name Rinsberger?
Because I believe
he's an Iglesias.
He's doing the same thing as that the guy on Channel 16 in Salisbury. He's taking his wife's name.
He heard
oh,
about
really?
That.
Isn't that sweet?
Right, no, I'm making that up. I have no idea why the baby Iglesias has a different name than Daddy.
But now, why do you say still though? You continue to mispronounce his name when you say Iglesias.
I've always liked putting the end there.
I know.
For many years,
maybe that's why you're on the mailing list and I'm not.
For many years, I enjoyed saying Jerry Seinfeld. Now I say it the right way now, Seinfeld. Right.
Did you used to say Seinfeld?
All the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Seinfeld.
Even after I knew it was wrong.
And there's another one. I can't remember it right now.
Oh, did I screw up? Please, everything.
Well, I screw up a lot too, but I'm trying to think of that one name.
Everything. Always. All the time. I have no idea.
James Gardner.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, Rob.
Palthrow. That's another one, yeah.
And James Gardner.
Okay, everybody, back off, everybody.
You asked, but we just started
back
thinking.
And
talk to the hand, man.
Hey, our friend the Belcher is feeling better.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
And here he is calling about Tammy Faye Baker.
So my thumbs up to them. Here is Bob from White Plains on WABC.
Hello?
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you're talking about the Tammy Faye Baker appearance on she'll call her Baker. I don't remember what her new last name is.
Messner.
That's beside the point. I was seriously hoping that there would be some message because I'm a nutritionist.
Well, let me set this up. This was a call he made on Friday before Tammy Faye passed away.
Oh, okay.
And there is a follow up call on Monday.
Very good.
Afterwards. So this was before.
The woman's dying of colon cancer. And I was hoping there would be some health message, some health warning, some kind of thing, anything to tell people, you know, don't do what I did, live a healthier lifestyle, eat more carrots, for God's sake, some more roughage.
Well, do we know how people get colon cancer?
Well, not necessarily. But there are ways to eat a healthier lifestyle to help prevent what causes colon cancer. For example, Rob Spiewak, who I'm sure has colon cancer by now, farts a lot. Now, you could usually tell when somebody has colon cancer.
All right.
I was hooked on Maybelline.
Here's the follow-up call.
All right.
Says follow-up call on Monday. Listen to the host yell, dump, and they don't hang up. And then you hear the belcher yell, dump. So here's the follow-up call.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Here is Larry from Red Bank, New Jersey. Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you this evening?
I'm well.
Great. I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
I was particularly glued to the show on Friday.
You mean with John Lott?
No, on Friday, actually, you were discussing the message that Tammy Faye Baker might have given by coming on Larry King.
Oh, yeah, whether or not... yeah. Well, I thought that that she had been sort of used by CNN or and by Larry King, but it's all academic now as she passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, I just thought it was ironic. I mean, my thoughts and prayers go out to her family, but it seemed odd that on Friday night we were talking about the message, and we were also talking about her having colon cancer, and then I woke up Saturday morning to find out she died of lung cancer, which is not nearly as funny.
All right, dump.
Dump.
800-848-WABC.
Yeah, baby!
WABC. Musical radio. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, Burp Burp Guy.
Hello! Hello! Well, hi, everybody!
Time is it.
Welcome to Paula time.
Yeah. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
If it's human waste, save some for me!
What does that look like, anyway?
Looks like baby vomit.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, my.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. What don't we know about Paris Hilton?
People don't know that I like to play ice hockey, like bowling. I cook really great French toast and really amazing lasagna.
What not?
What?
Who's your daddy?
Why do you favor rape?
Well, that's why.
What about the vagina?
That's good.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Pat.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, alcoholics.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Okay.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Dongo!
Is that right, yes, sir?
Yes, sir!
Everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Right. Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
All right, here's Big Al.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
The show's going to be funny.
It's a good show.
The show is great.
Great show.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome.
Welcome.
Not a Mike show. All right, it's Tuesday. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, what's up?
Hey, I called in yesterday. I was the guy you called a mother plucker with a P.
Right?
Yeah, I was calling in to challenge Rob to something, Rob the mailman, not Rob the other guy.
What did you want to challenge Robert the mailman
for? Yeah, because I know he's a big gamer, right? He likes to play video games and all that.
Yeah.
And he likes to play head games as well.
Yeah, probably. But I like to challenge him to a fight night. I don't really play the football. I play fight night, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So, yeah, right. We basically do the best two out of three. Whoever loses has to dress like in like a lion claw, cloth and shackles, and call Rob.
This belongs in Gaming Weekly or something.
Yes,
no, seriously, man, because I'm really tired of hearing him with his black bears, white back. I'm really tired of hearing that man's voice on the radio. So
he's not been on the radio in a long time.
I know because he's going to Australia, but you know you should trade him in, yeah, for like a new and improved brother.
Ah, see, that's what it's all about. Isn't it? Like, that's why you're calling, like the Jazz Alex
too.
Trebek
and
would
don't
say.
Forget, you know, from 9 to 1. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget from 9 to 1 a.m. You got to listen to the back room, right?
Oh, you called yesterday.
Would you stop it?
Plugging your show.
That's why we can only have one black on the show at a time.
Black.
God. Excuse me. One Afro-American.
African.
Afro is 1975. Hey, you Afro-Americans.
The hyphen.
Hello.
Nice fro.
Hi there.
It's your move.
Don and Mike show. It's your move.
Yes, this is Lindsay Lohan's naked liver. I wonder if Mike's liver can come out clubbing tonight.
Pretty hard for them to understand that they have to hold up their hand like a schoolboy.
My liver will never party with Lindsay Lohan's liver.
I saw that great picture, I guess, on TMZ of Lindsay Lohan standing next to a surfboard.
Yes.
That's a hot picture. That was before she was arrested.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not, because she's got her ankle bracelet on.
Oh, but that's before her most recent arrest.
Oh, yeah, before her arrest of today.
She's been arrested dozens of times. That's when she was out, and she apparently was wearing that voluntarily.
Uh-huh.
The lovely Lindsay Lohan, who rumors have
looks like baby vomit.
She's heading to the Betty Ford Center.
Looks like baby vomit.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Right, Betty.
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
I never liked that place that she was in before. Promises.
No.
That just doesn't sound like it's going to get anybody straight. Promises.
Not heard.
Plus, it's based on an Eric Clapton song.
Mm-hmm.
It's Eric Clapton's place. I know it's Eric Clapton's place, but wouldn't
promises.
No, that's the other one. This was... How can we ever let promises end?
Oh.
La da.
You know.
La da 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 da.
Precious and the few.
No, that's definitely not Eric Clapton.
The moments we
you would think if Eric Clapton was going to open up a rehab place, he'd call it cocaine. Right?
I mean,
if you're going to go with one of his song titles.
And then they just drill that song into, especially with the women. She don't like. She don't like. She don't like. You know, and just keep pounding it. She don't like cocaine.
Welcome to our clinic. It's called Wonderful Tonight. It's called You Are Wonderful Tonight.
That's nice.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Layla Clinic. Like to welcome all of you. Here's your Hawaiian lay.
What if it was scared straight? Hi. Welcome to the clinic. The name of it is, would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Oh, those celebs.
Oh, they're kooky. They're crazy. And I guess it was a car chase before she got locked up.
Yeah.
She was chasing someone.
She's a crazy bitch, isn't she? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
She sure is.
This is Don from Lutherville.
Yes, Don from Lutherville, Maryland. Hello.
Hey, hello. I love your show.
Thank you.
How are you, Don?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
I'm getting over being sick and watching the
don't think you've
playing
gotten over,
on the computer.
Don't think you've gotten over it yet.
You guys.
I don't think you're over it yet.
Why so much caffeine?
Dubai.
Dubai.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye. Listen. Here's a brilliant thought by me. Let's see how much water this pail holds. Mike Vick. In my opinion, still public enemy number one.
Persecuted.
Yesterday, late in the day, Goodell finally came out and made a fist.
Yes.
And said to Mike Vick, don't bother showing up at training camp.
Finally.
Yeah, which really means he's not going to play this year.
Right.
Because you don't go to training camp, you don't learn the plays, you don't get the reps. Everybody's heard that crap. So he's out. Meanwhile, the one thing that I've waited to hear from Michael Vick before totally turning the corner is him at least coming out and saying, you're getting me wrong about this, or I wasn't involved in this,
right,
or I'm being dealt a bad hand of cards. All I hear is that he's hired Monica Lewinsky's attorney.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, you know, a guy that's more slippery than Mr. Johnny.
Nothing to hide.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do, courtesy of eBay. You'd be amazed how cheap his stuff is going.
Really?
I thought of this last week.
There it is.
This is a size 60. Michael Vick jersey.
Huge.
This thing would be... Rob, try it on.
Oh, it'll fit me if it's a 60.
Try it on.
It's tent sized.
Okay, we might need a drum roll here.
I hope this is not like fat guy in a little coat.
No, it fits him. And he wore it over his shirt. Look at how good he looks in that.
Well, Robbie, what?
Reminds me when I played the game.
room to spare.
When you were a linebacker?
Oh, I was quarterback.
Never tell you the funniest thing. When you go to a Redskins game with
Rob. No, the funniest thing is seeing him in that jersey.
I mean, when he goes to a Redskins game and he wears his Redskins jersey. It's funny seeing him in a football
shirt.
That's
a 60 also.
But that's comfortable for
this
you.
This is nice. Yeah, it's a shame.
You should give it to him.
Well, I've got a better idea for it.
I know. Really? You
would,
do.
Would you peel it off, please?
Must I?
Yeah. Now, carefully. Because it is a 5XL.
Take a look at that. 5XL.
Largest one possible. Here's what I was thinking. Rather than a regular jersey, which is why I ordered a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, give me the dimensions on this thing. It's like how many feet long?
It's like 4 feet.
If you put the right strings on that, you could fall safely to Earth whilst jumping out of an airplane.
Here's what we're going to do. Uh-huh. We're going to attempt this today on the show.
Yes.
I would say it's 4 feet by 3 feet, wouldn't you?
Is that game worn?
No. No, that's just off eBay.
That's a joke. He couldn't wear that, Michael Vick.
Oh, Michael, I'm sorry, Mike.
He'd be swimming in it.
I forgot how gigantic it was. But it's one of those real ones. It's one of those that normally costs like $200,
right.
But because his stock has plummeted, I was able to buy it for like $15.
Goodbye. Fantastic.
So here's the name of this bit. Dog, the word rhymes, but we can't say it.
Oh.
Dog S on Mike Vick. It kind of, the S word and Vick kind of rhyme. Dog ass on Mike Vick.
Right.
Anyway, what I was thinking is that people could come by during the show.
Uh-huh.
We will take that jersey outside.
Gotcha.
And pin it down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4 foot by whatever foot area. Bring your dog by. And the dog that takes the first solid bowel movement.
On the Michael Vick jersey?
On the Michael Vick jersey will win $250.
Do they get to keep the jersey too?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
They get to wrap up the dog's issue in the jersey.
We don't want it.
Now, there's a lot of stuff that I was thinking about with the solid stools only, please.
Yes.
Don't give your dog something that's going to make your dog diarrhea all over this thing.
Right.
This has got to be a perfect coil.
Right.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
And we could even, if we get enough dogs showing up, we could even go for biggest stool.
Well, do you want to go for biggest or first?
Don't know how many are going to show up,
well,
so we'll start with first dog, because keep in mind.
How about the first gets a prize and the biggest gets a prize?
Yeah, and they'll have to go one at a time outside.
Dogs are very unpredictable, too. You know, they got to sniff the right thing.
What's the magic of it.
To get the dog to do that right on the jersey is going to be a tall order.
I figure we could give people, what, like 90 seconds?
And 90 seconds, but I mean, if you don't get a dog that's going to do it right on the jersey, you're going to have closest to the jersey.
Well, if we put the dogs right on the jersey, though.
No guarantee they might poop. They can miss.
No guarantee. Well, that's why it's such a lottery.
Sure.
That's right.
Just bring by dogs. Put your dog in the little Michael Vick S pen.
I recommend dry food.
And see if your dog takes a nice big dookie.
Feed them dry.
Like, I know my dogs are pretty regular, and it's, 7 a.m., 5 p.m.
Now, humans aren't allowed to participate in this.
Please.
Not yet, Mike.
Not this time. Not until at least the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, not until Michael Vick starts people fighting rings. As of right now, it's just dogs.
That would have been legal.
And we love dogs anyway. It's a good chance to get people to come down and bring their dogs.
Yeah. Didn't we have a competition one time where we played doggy bingo or something like that, where the dogs were going all over our parking lot over in Fairfax?
Yeah, as we did that back on our old morning show.
We did it in the afternoon,
we
too.
Also had a contest for the biggest dog poop.
And there was a tremendous mess after the dog weddings.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And that was a hot day.
We had all of the dog owners who wanted to marry their dogs.
We had a regular listener who used to come to all of our outdoor functions and bring his dog dressed up as a mini Pearl.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, in a little hat.
That was nice.
So the deal is, we're going to be doing part of the show outside today at the corner of Rockville Pike and Hubbard Road in classic Rockville, Maryland. Good news is I don't see him anywhere, but either way, Matt's not going to be involved in this today.
Very good.
Joe is a true animal lover, so
he loves dogs.
We'll send Joe outside.
Good.
And Joe's got a way with dogs.
He does. Perhaps Joe could even talk to the dogs and get them to leave a little something on the jersey.
Joe is the Dr. Doolittle of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we get enough doggies out there, if it's like a 90-second rotation, a dog can walk around in there and the master can say, come on, poop, poop, poop. And then you pick him up and you put another dog in for 90 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, one of these dogs is just going to lay a monster poop.
We would
hope. Put the dogs in the Michael Vick poopy pen.
That's it.
Right.
He's beautiful.
It'll be interesting to see. You know, certain dogs I know have a level of training where they can go on command.
Now, Jan's dog, Oscar, does not go on command, but that dog is so regular that when we take him out in the morning, she can actually say to him, because she knows by the tone of his voice, she can say, okay, hurry up, make your drop.
Is that how she puts it?
And then he goes right to the corner and...
I thought that was drug lingo. Right.
Done like that.
On your way.
Go ahead, make your drop.
Well, Rob would know.
Yeah. He would.
Yeah, true.
Make your drop. Go ahead.
So come on by. Let's have some Mike Vick fun while we still can.
Yeah. Come down to the Michael Vick poopy pen. Drop the dog deuce on the Michael Vick jersey.
Dogs are always fun. And maybe at some point we could have a studio full of dogs today.
Wait, we can bring them in? Yeah, let's bring them all in.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, that's right. We don't have to bring them outside,
sure.
do we?
Well, you don't want them to do it in here.
Yeah, I prefer them to do it outside.
Well, we could do it in the little in-between studio area.
The airlock?
What if we have a near miss?
Well, that's why we have Matt.
Oh.
Yeah.
If there's any dog poop that has to be cleaned up,
right.
Matt, the intern, can get it.
That's why we have Matt, and he has hands.
Well, inside,
he has a pair of hands.
Inside, outside, makes no never mind. We could bring all the dogs in here anyway
Yeah,
at some
regardless
point.
Of whether we have them do their business outside, bring the dogs in. Just have an afternoon full of dogs.
A big mass of dog protest. Mm-hmm. Let your dog speak his or her mind about Michael Vick.
And you can see how human these creatures really are.
That's right.
And come down and watch them sniff each other's butts and then see who has the giant stool, the winning stool.
Yeah, and maybe if a dog has that level of training where, you know, the master can go... And bingo, the dog releases right on the Michael Vick number 7.
And don't be fooled by the size of the dog.
Yeah.
Many times you don't know the size of the fight inside of the dog, mm-hmm. and you don't know the size of the poop that a little dog is capable of making.
Right. Absolutely. Little dogs and little people, too. You never know. A small man can generate a copious amount.
Surprise you.
Like Leo Donahoe.
Large.
Stop with the Leo Donahoe stuff. We have to have that lecture again today?
I saw Leo Donahoe today.
Hello there.
He's not short.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good day, folks.
Hi there.
I'm a phone from Victoria, B.C., Canada. I've been missing you guys since your affiliates pulled out years ago.
Oh, everybody pulls out on us, sir. No one wants to keep it in with us.
Well, imagine what would happen, the repercussions of that. Anyway, guys, just want to say it's so happy to hear you again on the air, and I will bid you abdu.
Abdu.
We're on the air in Canada. Are we on that station in Toronto?
Yeah, I'm over on the West Coast.
Ah. That's a long way from
I
here.
Think the only people that really listen on a regular basis are three Canadian hunters.
I know the other two. But they
from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Man, it's cold up there.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan? Now, that's
shut up!
Up there. Three Canadian hunters.
Three Canadian hunters right here on our stage.
Pardon me if I go too slowly.
Three Canadian hunters.
Lovely.
All right, so bring your doggies down.
Yeah.
Last night, I don't know how many of you cats watched that ridiculous thing on CNN, the YouTube debate.
No.
Didn't watch it, heard all about it, didn't
turned it on
feel
for a
interested.
Moment. Found it to be the lowest moment in politics.
Really?
More than these guys like going on Arsenio Hall or going on Martha Stewart.
Did any of the calls on YouTube, did any of the video questions put them on the spot at
well,
all?
Some of them did. Some of the questions were good, but for every question that was good, because it was YouTube, you had to suffer through people's creativity. Like the guy that had a legit question about global warming did like a little mini cartoon where there was a snowman who sounded like Mr. Bill, and he was like, the world is starting to melt everything. What about my son? And then it's a shot of a little snowball that's melting. Oh. And like then they go, candidates, you have 30 seconds. Go.
And did they all have to answer every question?
Well, some of them jumped in.
Who edited this? I mean, were they selected or was it just kind of at random?
They were selected and
by CNN.
What's his name? The Swishy Boy was the host.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper 360.
Because it was a CNN production. Larry King wanted to know how come he wasn't the moderator.
Sure, so...
Yeah, why did he get it and I didn't?
So, we're talking with Hillary. You're the only candidate that doesn't have a penis, right? Why?
We're talking with Hillary Clinton. Hillary, they're going to make the president a female in 24 next season. How does that bode well for your chances?
So I'm watching this and I'm thinking, seriously? Is this what we have come to?
Yes,
it is. I mean, I know that they think that it's a way of getting younger people involved in the vote.
Right.
But still, you have eight, and these are the people that I'm rooting for. You have 8, 12 losers up on the stage, all of them jumping in for time after watching people send in America's Funniest Home Videos.
Well, this is my take on it. You've got the election so far off. I don't even want to dial it in yet because too much can happen in between now and the legitimate, you know, election season, which I think really starts a year before the election. I mean, we're talking November. It's ridiculous.
It was almost like a game show the way they had it set up because all of the prospective candidates were on a stage and they all had little laptops.
Right.
So where it was like a game show. they opened up the laptop to see the video at the same time as it was on the giant screen.
But you know somewhere, somebody was actually screening to make sure they got the... that's probably why that snowball one got on.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Because it had entertainment value. You know,
there were
the mundane questions probably didn't get through.
There were four or five like that, and for every one like that, there was one like with a Hausfrau, you know, saying, I bought these light bulbs to save energy. What are you doing?
They say that the only reason we're having these debates right now is the potential that someone is going to make the great gaffe.
Right.
Somebody's going to make the great screw up. They're going to pull the Howard Dean where they scream. But even the Howard Dean scream was actually, you know, well into the legitimate election cycle.
Ah,
that's exactly what it sounded like.
Well, that's not him. That's not him.
I'm getting closer.
Anyway, how ridiculous. How freaking ridiculous.
So I'm trying to think how many we got on the Democrat. You got your John Edwards. You got your Hillary Clinton. You got Barack Obama.
You got somebody up there who shouldn't be up there. That guy, Kucinich, please.
Dennis Kucinich. Yeah.
Right. Get your bus ticket and go home.
Kucinich, kind of a perennial candidate.
Joe Biden and the world's worst hair plugs. Mm-hmm.
Was Chris Dodd up there?
Yeah, the big fat guy with white hair.
The big fat guy with white hair.
Yeah, he was.
A little running buddy of Ted Kennedy, too, in the day.
And that other tool, Richardson or whatever, is the other fat white guy.
Governor Richardson of Arizona. Is it New Mexico or Arizona? I forget which one. One of those.
But
he's Hispanic. He's got a name Richardson. It's not a Hispanic name,
true.
But I believe he is Mexican-American.
He likes trumpeting that.
Right. Did he speak any Spanish?
No, he didn't. Although, God knows, I've got to learn it. Listen,
really?
Seriously. There is a reason that there are so many illegal immigrants in this country.
What's that reason?
They work harder than we do. They do jobs that we don't want to do. I'm not telling you anything you
don't
know.
Well, it's the complete cycle of immigrants in America.
I think so.
I've got these cats at my house. Now, they are all legal. It is a regular business. But here's the
right.
deal. Yeah. Here's the deal. We hired, there's a bunch of things wrong in my house. Shock. Like in everybody's house.
Sure.
And there's stuff that I can't fix. Like where the window, we have these gigantic... big cathedral ceilings and these gigantic windows up in the ceiling. Skylights that are like 8 feet by 12 feet
sure.
long, huge, and they're dirty as hell.
Yep.
Anyway, he comes to me today. They've been at the house for like 3 or 4
are
days.
Are they leaking?
No, but this guy is absolutely so efficient. He comes and grabs me and says, hey, Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike.
Right. That's my real name. He says, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what he's saying with the skylights. And what he says is what he wants to do is to fully clean the window,
yeah.
go up on the roof, remove the skylight,
right.
clean both sides, clean the frame, uh-huh. and then re-caulk and re-cement this. And I said,
it's quite a procedure to clean a window.
I said, do you know how to do this? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, is this part of the thing that we talked about? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Where am I?
And I said, well, then go for it.
Sure.
So I'm sitting at the table talking with Janet, and we're talking about this other guy that we had hired about a month ago, who's a typical contractor, mm-hmm. came over in his Ford Bronco and, you know, wanted a nice big check up front and gave us an estimate, then half-assed did most of the stuff.
Yeah.
And these guys are finishing up most of this guy's work. So as we are getting through the day, I'm getting used to all the banging and people walking on the roof. I'm on the way from my cave to the kitchen on the bottom floor of the house when all of a sudden I hear, hey, how does it look? And I look up into my living room, and there, where there used to be this gigantic big window, there's now nothing.
A hole.
There's a hole, and he's hanging through the hole
cool.
saying, it's so dirty up here. Uh-huh. I'm cleaning everything.
Oh, good. Good. He's doing his job.
Thoroughly.
And I'm totally impressed.
And then, of course, was it that moment that he fell through the window?
Ah,
fell through the hole. Hey, land on the coffee table.
He came down, and I said, do you know what this is? This is a $5 bill.
Wow. You're still over tipping. You really?
I'm generous, Mike. He's got a lot of guys on his crew.
You are still over-dipping.
There's a stack of those near the door.
No, but it's a serious point to be made yes. that it's refreshing to find
yes.
the guys that want to come out and do all the work.
Want to do it right.
And don't mind the fact that they're going to have to work their asses off.
Right.
And don't mind the fact that, you know, I don't get that built-in resentment
yes.
that I get when there is another guy over, like a regular contractor guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all in my head but I feel extremely guilty, and it's brought on by them. If I'm sitting, how do I say this? Not sound like a total pompous, fancy lad.
When you're sipping your coffee?
If I'm sitting at near my in-ground pool,
right,
having my coffee, reading the paper, I can be made to feel somewhat, I don't know, snooty.
Elitist?
As there are fellows doing work
right
around me.
Like pool work?
Or like
gardening work?
What these guys are doing, yeah.
Gardening. Like, and I've always preferred landscaper to gardener.
Uh-huh. No, these guys.
Gardener has an elitist quality to
these
it.
These guys are fixing the deck where the deck was, I guess, just like one termite away from falling apart.
Depends on how you carry yourself when you have workmen about. When you're like walking from the pool into your house and say there's something in your way, will you stand there and say, "Excuse me"?
No.
"Excuse me, would you move this, please?"
No. Here's exactly what I'm talking about. That if there's a bunch of regular work guys in the house, I always get the feeling that they're looking at me going, "You know what? If you weren't good with fart jokes, man, you'd be doing this yourself."
Right.
"You ass. Go back and hide in your room." Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I picture them saying about me.
In your head.
These other guys.
Do you think all of them are that plugged into what you do, though? Are they all aware? Or, I mean, every workman that comes to your house,
well,
does he know?
This regular contractor who we've just...
I forgot about the sign, though. of course they know. Of course they know. The sign.
It says.
Radio personality.
Here's where I live.
Don Geronimo.
No, these guys are... you see, the thing is, like, the contractor who we just got rid of, he's worked with us for 15 years on this house.
Uh-huh.
And these guys that I hired... Buzz, would you like to towel off for a moment?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Are you sweating profusely?
No, actually, I'm not.
What was he doing?
I was just dabbing my forehead while listening to the story.
Why were you dabbing?
I felt it needed to be done. It felt oily.
Is your room warm?
It's a little warm all of a sudden. Yeah, it was cool.
Are you feverish?
I don't believe that I am, no.
Would you like us to take your temperature?
If you'll do it the right way.
Of course, Buzz. He's been waiting for you to ask. No, these guys, I met them through Fausto, the guy that has also been working on our house for years and years.
Right.
And my point is just, they're what are you doing?
He's toweling off his face with his shirt.
See, but now,
I'm fine.
You're lifting up your entire shirt so I can see your sexy man belly.
That's distracting.
Here we go.
While you wipe off your face.
Yeah. I'm just feeling slightly fluish.
Anyway, with these guys, here's the beauty of these guys. Uh-huh. When I get the feeling from the other guys that they're like, "Oh, here's Mr. Fancy Lad," what these guys do, what I love is that one of them actually came by today. I was sitting at my desk in the house. He came by. These guys show up at 7 a.m. start working on the house. I'm at my desk about 7:30. He comes by and he goes, "Oh, I know why you have this house." I'm like, "Why? Because I'm lucky?" "No, you work hard." "That's right.
Hey, there you go.
That's nice. That's right.
That's the right attitude.
I work hard here with all of my Sharpies and my Post-it notes."
Right.
"And my iPhone." "And all of my Batman toys around me."
Somebody's got to do it.
Now, when he came by, did you try to kick the Xbox under the table when he came by?
No, that is another one. You definitely, if there's someone working in your house, you definitely cannot be blowing out the speakers if you're playing a video game.
I have had workmen come to the house.
And don't you feel like a dick?
That is the ultimate. You feel like a complete dick, mm-hmm, because they walk in and they're ready to work, and there you are, playing a silly video game as a grown man.
Right.
And you, I don't care who the workman is, they give you that look.
Mm-hmm.
They give you that little, well,
there
you
is.
Know, and it's MBN. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yep. Must be nice.
Yep, I get it all the time. So it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. I never thought I would say, I like having a house full of Mexicans.
Right?
But I like having a house full of Mexicans.
And they're going to town? They're getting it all done?
They sure are,
and
Mike.
You checked all their papers?
The only problem I have, and it's really not a problem, the animals they bring with them.
They bring animals?
I don't mind. They're donkey. They're burros.
Chickens.
They're burros. They're donkey. They like making their gypsy stew in the backyard.
Sure. Try some.
Right. You know.
Would that it would be true. My God. My. Have you had work crews ever where they did not speak English at all? I find that challenging, and I enjoy the guys that painted my house didn't speak a lot of English, and I tried to use my high school Spanish to communicate with them.
These guys, and I really don't communicate all of that well. I've called Janet in a lot to do the translating for
Does she speak Spanish?
She speaks enough broken Spanish that she can make it happen.
You know, my my golfing buddy Tony, who is a contractor, it's so funny because he is every bit the kind of, you know, kind of tough guy. You know, he's out there, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to do this, and then you see him answer the phone, and it just makes me laugh out loud when he starts babbling in perfect Spanish. You know, oh man, nice shot, F stick. Oh, there's the phone. Hey,
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hola. Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, excuse me. Let's speak American. Hello.
Hi, I want to make a call.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
Sí.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
14.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
La Bamba. Los Lobos.
I was asking you how old you were.
Freddie Fender.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, honey?
I believe she ran.
Nope, line's still open,
really?
Buzz. Yeah.
But what about STDs?
Nice lady, are you there?
Ah, she's still there.
Please speak up. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, yes. I was wondering.
Oh, good God. It is just without a doubt the dirtiest box I've ever seen.
And I don't even know if it was a girl now.
I think it was a child.
Might have been a little boy.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan.
Little boy. Where are you going, little boy?
So Lindsay Lohan was on Jay Leno last night, right?
Wow, yes.
Right. I almost
so.
Said that Larry, like Larry King.
Right.
She's been on TV, right?
She was on Leno, right? It was by Carson, right?
All I know is that earlier in the day, she was taking tango lessons for her upcoming film. I swear to God, I've been reading everything. You can't go anywhere and you can't escape Lindsay Lohan.
She was DUI and she had coke, right?
She was DUI. She had coke. She was reported to the police to be involved in a police chase. She was driving a Cadillac Escalade, and she had two other girls with
Everybody
her.
Everybody can suck it.
She had two other girls with her in the car, and she refused a chemical sobriety test, but she flunked a field sobriety test.
Here's a question, though, about that.
I feel so embarrassed that I know all that about her.
Lived through really. It, Mike. That,
I wish I had her breasts.
That thing.
So do I.
That thing on her ankle. Uh-huh. Isn't that supposed to, like, make a beep, beep, beep back to Commissioner Gordon at the Batcave if she drinks? Isn't it one of those
things? I believe it's voluntary. It is not mandatory. So it does not go to the police. It actually goes to her handlers and the people that got that. Apparently yesterday it went off and said, you know, she's drinking, Lindsay's drinking, but this is not a police required or a court ordered ankle
bracelet. Volunteered for it, and it's the way it's set up is if she dips below 0.08, a bartender finds her and gives her a drink.
It just seeks her out.
You're a bracelet.
Seeks her out with a bottle of vodka. Well, you know, but I can't believe it. It is the culture of celebrity gone mad. You cannot escape Lindsay Lohan. She is everywhere. Now.
Here's the problem with Lindsay Lohan, though. Besides her face and the fact that she looks like she needs a good bath, we've been through this already with Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
We just went through it, and I don't think you're going to find people as sympathetic towards, as ridiculous as it sounds, we're going to be less sympathetic towards Lindsay Lohan than we were towards Paris Hilton.
And you are going to be dealing with a much more significant amount of jail time than with Paris Hilton. That's the way I understand it, because now, because she has been convicted within that 10-year period, between her last DUI arrest, she is now being charged with a felony. So she is in very, very, and she hasn't even gone to court for her first DUI offense.
True.
So she's in a heap of trouble.
Must be nice. It must be nice. I mean, eventually it's going to run out, but it must be nice for now, right?
For what?
To be Lindsay Lohan.
No, it sucks to be her now.
Not as of today, no.
Until today.
Yes.
Must have been nice.
Must have been nice.
Do whatever you want. And I'll still wait to see the other shoe drop.
She's the total tortured soul. I mean, I think this is somebody who was doing this Absolutely on purpose. I think she knew exactly what was going on.
Must
she be. Can't think she's going to get away with it.
No.
I mean, nobody is that stupid
but
except for Britney Spears.
But don't we give athletes that benefit of the doubt to think that they get living in a world where they're surrounded by so many sycophants
also
that they think it's impossible that they could ever get busted because they're whoever they are.
You know, who knows the world she lives in with assistants and handlers and publicists and all
this. Fighting parents.
But she... The way it was explained, what I read two accounts of it, that her her longtime assistant, had resigned just a couple hours earlier, and that's what pushed her
assistant,
over the edge.
Beth Ann McBride.
Apparently, her assistant was tired of cleaning the hair out of the sink and the drain.
She wears a lot of hats.
No, it was
the thing is, she's such a friggin' skank.
She just turned 21, too.
I mean, at least you look at Paris Hilton, you go, okay, you know what? All right. She's been in a bathtub before.
Right.
You know, she probably smells halfway decent.
Probably.
Probably. But compare her to Lindsay Lohan.
But these are
the... Who would you rather smell?
Both of them.
It's not a who would you do. Who would you rather smell?
I was thinking about all these people that go out, the Britneys, the Paris. And especially in Britney Spears' case, she goes out everywhere. She's driving everywhere. She goes out more, even if you're going to go out to dinner every night. She goes out, she leaves her house all the time. I mean, normal people, your normal person is going to go out, even a person that socializes a lot, going to go out, what, 3-4 times a week?
She's my girl now, watch it.
This is Britney?
Britney, I like Britney.
But I was thinking about Britney, how they're surprised, and I was saying...
All of these other girls are Britney pretenders.
But when do they ever stay in their homes for maybe, how about 48 hours?
How are they going to get noticed?
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting that. I think they're addicted to it. I think they're as addicted to it as any drug that they're doing.
That's why I'm still so sweet on my dirty-footed little slut, Britney. At least she's the originator of this.
Well, you're going to like what's coming up on Britney when they have that OK Magazine photo shoot and accompanying interview where they say they had a real decision to make whether to maintain their relationship with Britney Spears or release it the way they wanted to release it, where I've heard desperate cry for help. That's what she went there thinking this was a sanctioned photo shoot, which it was, but she was so effed up and such a mess that the pictures and the interview that follows are going to be very enlightening.
Still the original, still the best. You know what I'm saying? There's only one Jim Morrison out there.
True.
There's only one Janis Joplin.
Uh-huh.
There's only one.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Britney.
You're giving her credit.
I'm giving her credit that I think she's going to go off the deep end before any of us give her credit for that.
Do you think that Britney will go off the deep end prior to Lindsay Lohan?
She's the queen.
Some might say Lindsay Lohan's already gone off the deep end.
I think Britney has still got, oh my goodness.
Potential.
She can still jump out on the diving board to a cannonball. They got a splash.
I think Paris Hilton's going to be the survivor of all of them. I think she's...
Well, with her religion and everything.
She's also had the fear of God put into her.
Yeah, I think so.
I have only one wish, that sometime in my lifetime I get to see Britney look like Tammy Faye.
You'll get your wish.
I know I will.
Before 2010. I guarantee it.
Maybe before 2009.
Maybe more like Anna Nicole.
With the cancer or like when she was on PTL?
Oh, no. I meant like, but not from cancer. Just from like Mac Davis from Hard Living.
You know, you have to add one person to the mix, an older person. She's not in the demo of these. You've got Paris Hilton.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Britney Spears.
My girl.
You have to throw Paula Abdul into the mix.
Welcome to Paula time.
Yeah.
That is as wasted. That tape right there.
Welcome to Paula time.
She's not as skanky as Lohan.
She's not as skanky, but she's definitely, when I've seen her interview, I mean, at least Lindsay Lohan, I've seen her on TV shows get through an interview where she's not doing...
Welcome to Paula time.
That tape you played yesterday?
Raven from her TV
show.
She's
completely wasted.
Yeah, she's great.
So you got a little choice of four there.
Here's Lindsay Lohan.
So you're going to be 21, and that's a huge birthday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to milk it because it's a big birthday.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a long time coming for some of my friends that have clubs out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to worry about getting into trouble.
Right.
Because I'm underage.
Think of everything that's been in that throat.
I am.
Think of everything that's human that's been in that throat.
You know, we're probably going to disagree on this, but as far as a dirtier girl, I think Paris Hilton is a dirtier girl.
Age. I'm going to go. I think I'm doing a party in Vegas, which makes sense because I've never been able to go out there.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it now.
Do you mean dirtier as in nastier?
As in who has seen more traffic on that particular Lincoln Tunnel?
I give you that.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Winner? I think Paris.
Absolutely, Mike. Mm-hmm.
And Paris, have you ever seen the guy that they put all over those websites known as Greasy Bear?
Oh, he's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that cat?
Yeah.
His brother's name is Gummy Bear. And these guys, the only thing they've got going for them is their oil heirs, that they apparently are heirs to fabulous oil fortunes.
They're incredibly rich pricks.
And they are complete a-holes. They absolutely behave like the biggest jerks in the world.
They're jerks. We love them.
It's fantastic.
They're great. We got to do this, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.